Welcome to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio. I'm Andrew Rogers, joined this hour by Chuck Broerman, clerk and recorder for El Paso County. And of course, Chuck's breadth of responsibility includes those we're familiar with, the Motor Vehicle Department, recording marriage license, and the focus of today's show, elections tomorrow, primary day here in Colorado. And we're going to discuss what you need to know to vote and provide you with facts, not fiction, about the election. Chuck, thank you as always for joining us here on KRDO News Radio.
Thank you for having us. I very much appreciate you helping us get the word out for folks. It is the Monday before Election Day. Returns have been on par with the primaries from 2018 and 2016, a little bit behind the primary results of 2020's election. So far, we've had 79,771 ballots returned. And of that, the breakdown by party has been 36,147 Republicans, 18,057 Democrats, and then unaffiliates, 25,572. And since 2018, unaffiliated voters can vote in either the Republican or Democratic primaries.
Absolutely. And, you know, when we talk about that voting process, and Colorado has had mail-in voting for a while now, and it is still a safe, secure option. But let's clear up some of the misconceptions that people might have, especially as we're now into that phase where we can't put them into the mail and have to take them to a number of drop-off locations throughout the county.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, we are a mail ballot state. We're a hybrid mail ballot state because we mailed out ballots to people 3 weeks ago, Republicans, Democrats, and unaffiliates for this primary election. But there are some folks who like that in-person experience. They like to vote in person. So we have voter service and polling centers that are open for those that want to be able to vote in that method, that they can vote in person. But for 97% of people, they will vote that mail ballot that we sent them 3 weeks ago. It is safe and secure. At this point, it is too late to use the U.S. Postal Service to return those ballots back because it's not that it's postmarked. It has to be back in our office in our possession by 7 p.m. on Tuesday, June the 28th. So the only way to get that ballot back to us and have it counted for this election is via one of our 39 24/7 drop boxes that have cameras. We have individuals that are monitoring that in a couple locations. We have ballot teams at the curb that are helping to assist where we have very, very busy locations where people are driving up. It is safe and secure. In Colorado, how we can guarantee that safety and security, besides having video monitoring those drop boxes at all times, is that signature on the back of your ballot envelope. That is the guarantee that it is you and only you. And we do check those signatures, and we will reject or flag those that do not. So that is how we are secure here in Colorado. We're always able to trace that ballot, your signature, back to you, so we know it is you and only you that cast that ballot.
Yeah, and Chuck, as we're talking about the election, obviously another key part of that, not only getting the ballots in, but the count and the results, and how will we be able to track the election results from the primary tomorrow night?
You can go to our website, and you can click on a link, and you'll be able to observe it. Also, the Secretary of State has a website where they aggregate those results. We expect that sometime after 7:30, we'll start to begin to reporting election results. But one thing that may hold that up is if there are still voters in our vote centers voting, we need to hold until they have completed their vote, because that wouldn't be right if somebody was standing in line at 6:58 waiting to vote and that results were starting to be broadcast. So that's why I encourage people to, you know, return that mail ballot today or tomorrow. If you must vote in person, ask you to do that today. Don't wait until the last minute. Life sometimes can get complex and busy, and if we hold that off until the last day, things like Johnny's soccer practice or Susie's dance recital could get in the way, and we get other things that might sidetrack us from not being able to vote. We do want you to vote.
Absolutely. We're going to talk more about election security, the measures that go in to make sure that your vote is counted. We're joined by El Paso County Clerk and Recorder Chuck Berman. This hour here on KRDO's The Extra, more of this important conversation still ahead. Welcome back to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio, continuing the conversation when it comes to election security, our mail-in voting system versus voting in person, obviously the primary election coming up tomorrow, joined by El Paso County Clerk and Recorder Chuck Broerman. Before the break, we discussed some of the misconceptions currently out there that in-person voting is more secure than mail-in voting. Let's dive deeper into that and let's talk about those differences and try and clear up some of those rumors that have been pervasive, not just here in El Paso County or Colorado, but really spreading nationwide.
Yeah, thank you for asking that. Mail balloting is just as secure a method of voting as in-person. And why that is in Colorado is the back of that ballot envelope has your signature. And from the very first time when you registered to vote and every single time since you had voted for us, we have stored that signature and have that on file. And then when your ballot comes back with that signature on the back of it, we have bipartisan election judges that look at that signature to verify that is you and only you. And if it does not, then we will send you a letter saying, hey, your signature doesn't match. You have an opportunity to cure that signature. For some reason, your handwriting has changed over the years. But we have all that inventory of past signatures by which to go on. You have the ability to cure that if your signature had changed because maybe you broke your arm or something like that. But if you don't answer that letter saying your signature doesn't match, we turn that over to the district attorney's office. And I have funded a district attorney investigative position to go after voter fraud. And our DA here, Michael Allen, takes that very serious, as does I. So the same security protocols that exist in a vote center with bipartisan election judges, secure systems, checking of your signature and your photo ID when you bring that in. Every step of the way, we check that. And then when your ballot is cast, whether it is that in that secure drop box or in our vote center, they are sealed into bins with chain of custody logs, and they are accompanied back to our central processing center here at our Citizen Service Center with those logs, and we're able to validate that the seals were not broken, that everything's matching, is copacetic. So the same levels of security, the same tabulation methods are all employed whether you vote in person or you vote by mail. The only thing that is different is the convenience of voting a mail ballot.
Yeah, and you know, as we've seen this system in place for so long here in Colorado, why do you think it is that some of these rumors and some of this misinformation continues to pop up, even though it's been shown year after year how safe and secure the system has been?
Yeah, I think elections invoke a lot of passion in citizens. I think people have concerns, and I think rightly placed, that we make sure that we got it right. And they see things in other states and they transcribe that to here, and that's not the case. Colorado is the gold standard when it comes to elections. A lot of other places model their work with the pioneering work that we've done here. I think it's just like I said, because of the passion that is involved in it, the direction of our country, these are important things, whether it's a direction of our country or our state or a local area. These are very important things, and people want to make sure they get it right. But often what happens is people get information from second or third hand sources or the internet or podcasts. And you really need to go to the trusted source. If you have a question or concern about elections, call us at our election department, 719-575-VOTE. We're happy to entertain your questions and address them. I've done a number of tours over the last 2 years and spoke to hundreds and hundreds of people. I've taken hundreds and hundreds of phone calls. And then usually after 20 minutes or so, people, you go through all the layers of security that we have. They said, well, it sounds like you guys got it right here, and we do here in Colorado. So I think that's where it comes from, is people tend to get their information from a source that maybe is not an expert on it. So always call our office and get the straight skinny.
Exactly, and this is something that you mentioned a lot of the transparency and the ways that like the primary tomorrow will be done safe and responsibly with the chain of custody. But there's a number of other issues that you go through and other steps and tools that you take throughout the year, ensuring that every election is safe and secure and transparent here in El Paso County.
Yes, it starts with our ballot layout, and when we're doing our layout of the ballot and laying out all the various races. Our equipment is on a secure network. There is no outside connection to anything outside of that room. There is no Wi-Fi. There is no Bluetooth. There's no hard connection. Everything is in a secure room that has cameras and alarms, and it has cipher locks that control the access. We have two-factor encryption on our passwords. We just have many, many layers of security to ensure that our equipment is not connected to the outside world in any way. That, and also we do thorough testing of our equipment before we start our election. We ran nearly 24,000 ballots through our 6 tabulation machines to make sure they tabulated each vote correctly and put it in the correct bin bucket. And then after the election, we do a forensic audit, our risk limiting audit, that tests what the machine did compared to the actual paper ballots. And it is the most robust audit in the country, but that's not enough for El Paso County. We go the extra step. Out of the 3,104 counties, there's only a couple counties that goes the extra measure. We made our ballot images available for our citizens to look at and how the machine read each one of those ballots. We created and made available an audit tool for citizens that they can audit the election from the comfort of their own house. They can be their own citizen auditor. And then we bring in a third-party vendor that retabulates our election. And each and every time we've done this, it is aligned with what our equipment does here, so our citizens can have the utmost confidence that we got the election right results.
Yeah, and you know, you talked about having those forensic audits, things like that, really looking at that. And is there a way to dive a little deeper into the results of that just to show how accurate and things we have here as far as the machine counting in El Paso County?
Yeah, I can tell you how accurate. In Colorado, and we employ the same systems throughout the state of Colorado. Between our logic and accuracy test at the beginning of election to our risk limiting audit, our forensic test at the end, there's been over 900 tests that have been ran on the equipment here in Colorado, and each and every time those results have lined up. We also have had a couple counties who have done a hand count. Elbert County 2 years ago did a hand count of their election, the presidential election. They had like 19,000 votes cast there. In El Paso County, we had nearly 400,000, but they had 19,000. They hand count, and they came within 3. Mesa County last year did a hand count of like 55,000 ballots, and it came within 8 or 9. So there's just many, many ways that we have been able to verify to our citizens and that we go the extra mile, both here in El Paso County and Colorado, to validate our results. Some of the pioneering work we've done with the audit tool and the retabulation with another vendor, several other counties in the state of Colorado have taken that on and added that to the repertoire. So the good work we're doing here in El Paso County is seeing fruition in other counties here in Colorado also.
Yeah, and it's such a fantastic way that we have our dedicated servants like you, our public servants, making sure that these are continued to go on and making sure that everything is done to install that confidence in our election system. And let's just talk a little bit about that effort to make sure that we have voters who are confident that when they submit their ballot, whether it be through the mail, in a drop box, or even in person, that their vote is counted properly.
Yeah, so after you drop off your ballot, and we have ballot security teams that go get that ballot out of that drop box, they put it in a secure tub with seals. Those ballots come back here to this location where they check the seal logs and verify that those ballots came from that drop box and they were not open. They come into our mail ballot processing area, and we have a high-speed machine that uses software that is very similar to what's used in the banking industry to verify the signature on the back of your check. It checks that signature on the back of that ballot. It goes through that, and then also it goes through bipartisan teams of election judges to verify. Once it gets through those screens, then and only then is a ballot opened up. If it does not pass that scrutiny of that signature, it is set aside for our district attorney to investigate. But when the signature matches, and about 98% of those do, then our bipartisan teams of election judges begin the process of opening them and getting them ready for tabulation. And when they take those ballots out of those envelopes, they turn the envelope down, face down, so they can't see the name of it. So maybe the first person saw that it was John Jones on Walnut Street that voted. But they put it face down. They take the ballot out. They don't look at the ballot. It's because it's folded. And they hand it to the other person, who then unfolds it, lays it out straight, makes any notes of any tears or anything that's amiss on the ballot. And then they count every step of the way through the process, so that if in our batch processing, if we had 100 ballots go into a step, there better be 100 ballots come out. And if only 99 does, then they say stop the presses, and they go out and go back and find out what happened. So that every step of the way, we are balanced and make sure that we have a corresponding envelope that went with the ballot, and then the ballot is separated and it goes over to tabulation. And then in the tabulation room, if a ballot, a batch of 100 came in, once it goes through the scanners, the tabulators, there better be 100 out. So every step of the way, we have great fidelity and care. And it's really citizens that run our elections. I have a small staff of 10 people. We have 750,000 people. We passed Denver County a few months ago in population. The Denver Election Department has 26 people. I have 10. I like to think that I have high-quality people and that we do more with less. But it really takes several hundred bipartisan election judges to help us execute these elections. And those election judges come from the party caucuses. So people back in the early part of the year when they went to their caucus, they designated whether they wanted to be an election judge. So we have several hundred people that are actually running that election. These elections are actually run by we the people.
Absolutely. Well, I'm joined by El Paso County Clerk and Recorder Chuck Broerman. We're going to continue talking election security, things we need to know for the upcoming primary election. We have a check of local and national news still ahead. We'll be back with Chuck here on The Extra right ahead on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio. I'm Andrew Rogers, joined this hour by El Paso County Clerk and Recorder Chuck Broerman. We've talked a lot about election security, things of that nature. You know, before we move on topics, before the break, you were talking about the chain of custody when it comes to the counting and tabulating process. There's ways to also keep up to speed as far as the chain of custody as soon as you either mail in or drop your ballot off. Let's talk a little bit about that Ballot Tracks program. I even got an email today saying, hey, you still haven't dropped it off yet. So definitely making sure that everyone knows the status of their ballot really as soon as it leaves their hands in most cases.
Yeah, that's a feature that we've offered a couple years ago for the first time that allows you to track your ballot. So when your ballot is mailed out, you get a notification that your ballot has been mailed to you, and then so that you can look for it in the mail. And for many folks, they have informed delivery and they can actually see that it's on its way. And then on the return, when you drop off that ballot, when we get it into our office, we scan that barcode on it, and then that generates a message that then tells you that we've received your ballot. And then when we check that signature and it goes over for tabulation, we give you another message that tells you that your ballot has been counted. So you get a message on the outbound going to you that your ballot has been mailed to you, and then you get confirmation when it comes into our office that, one, we received it, and then, two, when we tabulate it. So you can see and have confidence that your ballot did get back to us and your vote did get tabulated and counted.
Absolutely. Let's shift gears right now. We want to talk a little bit about ballot harvesting, and it's got a little bit of a scary name, I'll have to admit, but let's talk a little bit about, first off, what is ballot harvesting?
Yeah, ballot harvesting is a concept that has reared its head in a couple places in the country, and where people will go door to door and get people to give them their ballot. And, you know, our citizens can be at the front line to prevent that. Because we have 39 convenient and secure drop boxes, one that's within a few miles of you, either on your way to work or school or church or shopping, there's one that is nearby, and you can find out where those drop box locations are in our guide that went out with your ballot. Or if you misplace that, you can go to epcvotes.com. That's epcvotes.com. That stands for El Paso County Votes.com. Or you can call our office at 575-VOTE, and you can find out where the drop box is that is nearest you. But because we make it so convenient, it's easy for you to drop that off yourself. Never give your ballot to somebody that you don't know. Only allow yourself or a family member, a close friend, someone that you can trust. So if you do that, you can prevent ballot harvesting. And the idea is that people know your voter registration. If they're going door to door, they may offer to provide a service and drop off your ballot, but they may have untoward reasons as to why they're offering to do that. They may not want to deliver your ballot because they may know how you may vote. So the best and the most secure way is for you to drop off that ballot yourself, and you need to do that today or by 7 p.m. Tomorrow night. You can't drop it in the mail. You can't wait and say, hey, it had been postmarked. It actually has to be physically in our drop boxes or in our hand by 7 p.m. tomorrow night. So don't delay. Vote today and get that ballot back to us.
And Chuck, if you suspect that you may have fallen victim to ballot harvesting, say somebody came to your door, you thought this was a legit service, and handed over your ballot, is there anything you can do to make sure that that ballot might be struck down and to get your actual vote counted?
Sure. You know, call our office at 575-VOTE, 575-8683. You know, we are checking that signature to make sure that nobody got it and altered it anyway. And if we do see something that doesn't look nominal, we'll be reaching out to the district attorney to investigate. But sign the back of your ballot envelope, date it, get that back to us in our secure drop box, and you can have confidence that you didn't fall prey to that your vote did count.
Absolutely. That phone number again, 719-575-VOTE. It's a great tool, great resource. As you mentioned, you have a limited staff, but a powerful staff that is really there to help the citizens as well. Because we know, as we already mentioned throughout the show, there is that continued misinformation campaign going on when it comes to the security and legitimacy of the election process here across the U.S., frankly. And if people have any questions about maybe something they've read, heard, things like that, that could be a valuable resource to get the right information straight from the horse's mouth.
Yeah, you know, there's purveyors of misinformation out there, and they mean to do harm to our representative democracy type of system here. If they can get you to lose heart, lose confidence in your election, they've won. They've prevailed. They prevented you from your voting. They prevented from your values and beliefs being known by elected officials and the direction that you want your city, county, state, or nation to go. Just a little bit, Andrew, can we touch a little bit on our voter service and polling centers and what can all be done at those locations before
Absolutely.
We go to a break?
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about what can be done at those polling centers as we're approaching the primary, especially.
Sure. If there's folks that want that in-person experience, they can go to, we have 9 voter service and polling centers open, one at our downtown Centennial Hall location, our southeast branch at Airport and Powers. We have one on Fort Carson, the only place in the country that has services like this on a military installation at the Soldier Readiness Center. We're at our North Branch, which is a motor vehicle office, which is at Union and Research. We have our main office here, Citizen Service Center on Guard of the Gods Road. We opened up a location today at Fountain Library, Manitou Springs City Council, Memorial Hall, the Town of Monument, the Town Hall, and then out in the Falcon Peyton area, the Woodman Hills Metropolitan District, the community center there. So we have 9 locations. They're open from 8 to 5 today, and they'll be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Citizens should know, if you're in line to vote, and I'm not encouraging you to be in line at 7 o'clock. I encourage you to do that earlier, but if for some reason you're in line at 7 o'clock, whether it's dropping off your ballot at one of our drop boxes or at our vote center, you will be able to vote. But please don't delay. Do that earlier in the day so you don't get caught up at that last minute rush of things.
Absolutely. We're going to talk more about what you need to know if you're still procrastinating, maybe making those final decisions and need to get your ballot in before that deadline of 7 o'clock tomorrow as we continue here in The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio. I'm joined by El Paso County Clerk and Recorder Chuck Broerman. Of course, the primary election coming up tomorrow. And Chuck, as people should be having these in already, but if people might have forgotten, maybe been trying to figure out who to vote for, some stragglers, let's get some of these last-minute reminders to make sure that everything goes as smooth as possible tomorrow.
Yes, so far, we've had 80,000 people that have returned their ballot. I do expect brisk returns to great returns here the last 2 days, today and tomorrow. We typically see 135,000 returns, so we could see another 55,000 return Monday and Tuesday. Some last-minute things for folks to know is, you know, make sure you return that ballot back today if at all possible, and make sure you sign the back of that envelope. That is our way of ensuring that it's you and only you that vote. If you forget to sign the back of your ballot envelope, that will cause a delay in tabulation. There is a way for that to be cured. If your signature is missing or discrepant, we will be reaching out to you and you have a method of curing that. But one last reminder is to sign the back of the ballot envelope. If you are an unaffiliated voter, you receive 2 ballots, but you can only vote 1. And I know you may say, well, Chuck, I want to vote both of them. Well, it's not permissible by law. And if you return both ballots, that will invalidate the vote in either of those primaries, the Republican or Democratic primary. There are 2 separate primaries going on tomorrow, the Democratic and Republican primary. You cannot vote twice. You can't return both ballots. So just remember to vote only the 1. And if you and your spouse are done voting, don't place it in the same envelope. We need your ballot to go back to with the corresponding envelope with your signature on it. You can track your ballot by going to Ballot Track, and you can go to epcvotes.com if you haven't signed up for that. But if you are signed up for Ballot Tracks, when we receive that ballot from you, from our pickups at our drop boxes, it will alert you that we've received it. And then when the signature has been verified and it's being tabulated, you will get notification that your ballot has been counted. So don't delay. Vote today. If you're in line at a drop box at 7 p.m. or at a vote center at 7 p.m., you will be able to vote. However, if you wait until the last minute, we can't release results until everyone has voted in a vote center. So we expect sometime after 7:30, results will start to be updated on our epcvotes.com website. So if you see a bit of a delay, it's probably that we still have a few voters that are in our vote centers voting, and we don't want to release any information while they're in the midst of making their final decisions.
And Chuck, as we talk about the primary coming up, you mentioned that it's the Republican and Democrat primary. What races are we going to be seeing on the ballot if we still haven't submitted that yet, or what are we voting for that'll be decided tomorrow?
You see a whole host. So these are elected officials. There isn't any ballot issues, any financial issues on the ballot. So these are just what's going to be placed in nomination by either the Republican or Democratic Party for the November election. So we're voting for governor. We're voting for U.S. Senate. We're voting for members of Congress. We're voting for treasurer and secretary of state. We're voting for state reps and state senators. In some places, we're voting for county commissioners. You're voting for the county clerk and recorder, the treasurer, the assessor, the coroner, the sheriff. Those are the races you'll be able to you'll be seeing on your ballot.
And Chuck, speak to me a little bit about what you might say to somebody who thinks, you know, we've got this coming up, but this is just kind of that preamble towards the general election, and these kind of ballots and voting in this kind of system doesn't matter as much as just holding off until November.
Well, it is very important to vote in a primary. One, we live in a military community, and we have members, we have neighbors who, friends who have served our country and are continuing to serve, and we have some that have paid the ultimate price to ensure our liberties and freedoms, and we can uphold that honor by voting today. But the other reason is, in some districts, whoever wins that party nomination here tomorrow, Tuesday, will go on and be the next representative or next commissioner or next treasurer, because of the makeup of the district or of the county. Those decisions will largely be made on Tuesday night, who will be the nominee and then the eventual likely winner in November. So it does matter. So your voice does make a difference here to vote in this primary, because you are probably or could very well be selecting who will be the next person that represents that office.
Absolutely. And again, those ballots are due in tomorrow by 7 p.m., not postmarked. It's too late to mail them in. So one of the number of drop-off locations throughout the county, or the 9 citizen service center or voting service centers available that Chuck broke down, are the places to go. And again, if you need more information about the voting process or the ways that the staff and the clerk's office is making sure that our election integrity is upheld and as safe as possible, Chuck, what's the website and phone number?
The website is epcvotes.com. That stands for El Paso County Votes.com. Our phone number is 719-575-VOTE or 719-575-8683. I just ask citizens to put your head down, block out the noise and political chatter about our voting system. We are safe and secure in Colorado. Doubly safe in El Paso County because of the extra measures we do when it comes to auditing. So if you want to get the straight skinny on election and election integrity and security, go to a trusted source. Call our office at 575-VOTE, and we'd be happy to either book a tour or an opportunity to talk to one of your groups, your Rotary, and stuff like that. We'd be happy to speak and do a tour. Or talk to you at great length if you have any concerns about election.
Well, El Paso County Clerk and Recorder Chuck Berman, we appreciate the time joining us here on KRDO's The Extra. We appreciate your time. Good luck tomorrow with the primary count.
Thank you.
Thank you. That does it here on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Again, for more information, just head on over to epcvotes.com. We have the Tom Martino Troubleshooter Show up next right here on KRDO News Radio.